With Labor Day behind us, this is the time the presidential campaigns typically kick into high gear. For a look at where the campaigns stand right now and what's to come later this fall, we turn again to our regular WBUR political analyst, Republican strategist Todd Domke. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Bob.
Joining us live in the studio, along with Democratic strategist Dan Payne. Good morning to you, Dan.
Nice to see you, Bob.
Well, there are some clear frontrunners in both parties, but some political surprises for each party, too. I guess that's pretty much an understatement at this point. Let's start with the Democrats. There's no sign, Dan, that Hillary Clinton's problems are dissipating. So as we head into the season when voters actually start to pay attention, what does she have to do to change that? Does she need to go on the offensive directly after Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who's now passed her in some of the polls?
Well, she needs to do less of the same. Less nonchalance would help. Being the favorite doesn't mean you're going to win 50 primaries and caucuses. The national press in D.C. seems to be her undoing, especially the New York Times and the Washington Post. She could use a new press secretary, someone who has respect and the press is fond of.
You seem to be saying she's in a bit of a problem here.
Well, the reality is that she's sinking in polls. And, you know, to act as though nothing has happened is a little bit irrational.
Todd Domke.
I agree. She's in big trouble. Her unfavorable rating has continued to climb, with a strong majority of voters saying they don't think she is honest or trustworthy. And now that she's fallen behind in New Hampshire polls by 9 points and Sanders is closed the gap in Iowa, and now it's just 11 points, she won't be able to act as if she's just running against the Republicans. She has to take on Sanders. The problem will be, how does she criticize him? Will she argue, as fellow Democratic candidate Jim Webb did recently, that Sanders is pulling the Democratic Party too far to the left? If she did that, that could backfire, because progressives like Elizabeth Warren would be very unhappy with that message.
Bernie Sanders, he's had a great ride through the summer. What's he going to do to hold the lead and make sure he's not just the protest candidate for the Democrats this election cycle?
Well, next Friday, Bernie will be a guest on The Late Show on CBS with Stephen Colbert, who succeeds David Letterman. So that'll be an opportunity to show he has a winning personality, that he's not a humorless, eccentric protest candidate. But now that Sanders is pulling ahead in some state polls, the media will be covering him more.
Bernie Sanders, Dan.
Well, he's got to show that he has a national campaign apparatus. Many hot properties in past primaries, like Gary Hart, Paul Tsongas, Howard Dean, showed early flash, but then they flamed out because they lacked the money and organization to run a national operation. Sanders' support comes mainly from white liberals, and Democrats in New Hampshire and Iowa are overwhelmingly white liberals. His biggest problem is he's only got 10% nationally of black and Hispanic voters. So come South Carolina, which is right after New Hampshire, there are 50% of the vote in South Carolina is black.
And I know that Hillary Clinton supposedly is rolling out a new strategy in hopes that she has a southern strategy to blunt whatever Sanders might be able to do in the north.
That's her best move.
All right. Republicans, Todd Domke, Donald Trump. Repeated attacks by his peers over the summer not blunted either his momentum or softened his brash style. How does Donald Trump stay on top? Can he?
Well, with such a big lead in both national and state polls, Trump shouldn't have a problem staying on top for a good while, especially with such a split field. So far, there's little reason to think he'll implode from some controversial statement or scandal or policy position, because his supporters seem so blindly loyal to him.
Well, Trump stays on top because there's no strong alternative. The non-Trump vote is divided 16 ways with all the other Republicans. He might have 20% in Iowa or New Hampshire or somewhere else, but that means 80% of Republicans are not with him. So as the field shrinks, so will Trump's vote.
But Trump has shown surprising political skills, you know, speaking in sound bites like you'd expect from the boss of a reality show, repeating talking points like calling Jeb Bush low energy. Trump knows how to dominate the news cycle, and apparently his strategy is to keep dominating coverage day after day for the next 5 to 6 months.
All right, very quick on this. Is the Bush brand, the Jeb Bush brand, in trouble, and who's likely to rise? You know, there's repeated buzz about Ohio Governor John Kasich.
Yeah, Jeb Bush has been collapsing in the polls. Starting out, he was considered the front runner. Now he's in single digits. And if his super PAC and campaign committee hadn't raised over $100 million for advertising, his decline in popularity would be considered so damaging that many would be writing him off. But with the name and the money, he hopes that he can make a comeback like John McCain did in 2008.
Well, Bush, like all of them, has to try not to let the polls, which are as common as TV commercials for cell phone plans, don't throw you off your game. You budget your time and your money from when it'll do you the most good. You know, I think it's interesting to note that 4 years ago at the end of August, polls had Rick Perry, governor of Texas, and Michelle Boxman, congresswoman from Minnesota, ahead of Mitt Romney. So a lot can change because in primaries, voters like more than one candidate.
I want to ask you a GOP question, Mr. Democrat. Has the summer of Trump been good for the GOP or harmful?
I think it scared them. It showed the weakness of the field, and it also showed that somebody who has no history with the party and, in fact, has held positions that are quite unique and different than the Republican Party, there's very little party discipline. One of the interesting things about Trump is that he doesn't really align himself with any traditional Republicans, and the bosses in the party can't do anything about it because we don't have bosses in either party right now.
And to the Republican, Todd Domke, has it been good for the Democrats to have a real contest this summer as opposed to the coronation of Hillary Clinton?
Well, we'll see if the attacks escalate. So far, it's been fine for the Democrats because it hasn't been that much of a nasty contest, unlike the Republicans, where Trump has been such a polarizing figure and such a divisive figure. But we'll see after the debate whether Martin O'Malley emerges, for example. I think he'll be ready to perform well in the debate. It'll be interesting to see if Sanders really stands up to Clinton and goes after, because so far he keeps emphasizing the nice guy image, saying he's just running a positive campaign.
All right. Inside look, Todd Domke. With Donald Trump up, there's fresh talk again about former Governor Mitt Romney getting into the contest. Yes or no, will he or won't he?
I don't think so. And according to his former spokesman, Eric Fernstrom, he's closed that door. Theoretically, he could be drafted if the party establishment felt he was the only one who could beat Trump. But right now, that doesn't look like
that. That was a long-winded no. And the Democrat, Dan Payne, does Vice President Joe Biden get into the race? And if he does, can he top Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton?
Well, I think there's about a 20% chance of run. When you're making up your mind about running for president, the only people you hear from are those who want you to do it. But Biden has run twice before, and last time he got only 1% in Iowa. He knows the sacrifices and hazards of a third try. He's got goodwill and name recognition, but in a conventional political sense, he doesn't have much else.
Democrat Dan Payne in the studio with us this morning. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.
Republican Todd Domke in the studio with us this morning. Thanks to you.
Good to be with you, Bob.